Friend, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm Stephanie Clarice, a wife and mom with a heart for encouraging other Christian mamas. Join me each week as we meditate on God's Word, learn to love our vocation of motherhood even more, and grow in our faith life. It is truly a joy to have you here and be on this journey with you. Let's begin our 500 Seconds to Joy. Hello and welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. Happy New Year. This is your host, Stephanie. I'm so grateful you're joining me. I'm so happy to be talking with you in this new year. And we are going to talk about making space for silence this year. And we're also going to be talking about my word of the year. And I don't know if you've ever chosen a word of the year, but it's so awesome to just anchor yourself in one word, pray about it, see what God wants to do with you this year, what he wants to do in your life, in your heart, in your family, whatever it is, and you're going to have to make space for silence so you can hear from God. And something new I want to do this year, well, it's really returning to my roots, and it's sharing a Bible verse of the week. And so I really feel so strongly that we need to be women and mothers who are rooted in God's word. And if we're not reading his word, speaking his word, how can we be rooted in his word, right? So I want to get back to my roots, start each episode with our verse of the week. And I'm going to try to make it relate to the episode in some way. And our verse of the week this week is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. So stillness and silence, I feel like, go hand in hand. And so in this episode, I just want to briefly encourage you to try to make some space for silence and really make some space for God this year. And I'm really passionate about silence because, that's my word of the year. I was praying through this a few weeks ago and just really asking God, like, what do you want me to focus on this year, God? Last year it was heart. The word was heart. And I looked through the Bible and looked for all the verses where God or, you know, someone was talking about the heart. And it was just incredible to see how God wanted to work on my heart last year and soften it and smooth out those rough edges. Of course, I still need work on that all the time, but each year I know that he brings a word to my mind that will help anchor me. The funny thing about the word silence is that I'm going to be having my fourth baby this year, and my life is anything but silent, but I know that he's calling me to make space for this. And I just want to share with you some practical ways that I'm making space for silence, and maybe it will encourage you. And the number one way I'm making space for silence this year is putting my phone away more. And I know I haven't been on social media for a while. If you've been around here, I know I've talked about that. I've talked about, is social media a good use of time? And I would say yes and no. In this season right now, I know I should not be on there. But this past year, even though I haven't been posting on social media or really active on there, I have been checking it because I like to check in with certain people that I follow. And I noticed that it's been a time waster. And other things on my phone waste my time as well, like watching YouTube videos, which, I mean, I can watch good things like about homeschooling or prayer or organization. And it's not like those things are bad, but they do take my time away from God, and it doesn't allow me to be silent. And I have some moments in my day where I do have silence. It's not perfect. It's not always consistent, but I have some silence. And the main thing that I've noticed that's sort of a stumbling block is using my phone too much. And so this year, I'm committing to not even checking social media. Instagram in particular is the one that really I can get sucked into and just be watching people's stories. And I don't know, the time just goes. And so I'm really committing to not even checking it at all, which is really hard for me. Really, really hard for me. I don't know why I'm so interested in other people's lives. It's probably my social nature and my extrovert self. But yeah, I just need to remember I connect with people in real life. Like, that's way more important to me. And it's not to knock social media and the positives of it, but just for me right now, I've realized this is a way I can make space for silence and make space for God more, is to really work on my phone usage, and in particular, not even check Instagram at all. Facebook somehow isn't very tempting for me. I go on there and maybe look at my groups really quickly and get off, and I'm not even worried about looking at things on there and scrolling. So maybe a way you could make space for silence, or maybe make more space for God in your life, is to take a step back from social media, or have days where you don't look at it at all, or times of day where you put your phone away. Those are things I'm working on, and it's a constant work in progress. I don't have it figured out, and I think we need to remember that God is helping us with this. Like, we're not our own savior. We need a savior, and so he's going to help us with this endeavor. Another way I'm making space for silence is to not always be listening to something in my earbud, not always be listening to a podcast or something encouraging on YouTube, or, you know, looking on Pinterest for home decor inspiration. Like, I mean, obviously that's scrolling, so we'll put that in the category of Instagram. That's my first category there. But the second category of not always having to listen to something in my earbud while I'm doing something else, like dishes or laundry, I think that's a great way that I can make space for silence. And I tried it out today and it was great. I felt like, okay, I'm single tasking and working on clearing out my pantry, and that's all I'm doing right now. I'm not listening to something else and distracting my brain and adding so much chatter to my mind, and I can just think clearly and have that silence. And I think some of the silence is maybe just being with our own thoughts and encountering God there. I think he's really found in the silence. Like Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." So I feel like when we slow down, when we can have a little bit of silence in our day, we can connect with God a little bit more. So I encourage you to find some ways you can make space for silence in your life this year. And I totally get it. I have 3 little kids. I'll have a 4th in some months here. And man, my life is not silent, but we can carve out some time for that. And I know that God will help each of us with this. And I also just pray that you have a blessed year. Happy New Year. And if you want to choose a word of the year and share it with me, I'd love to hear that. Email me at 500secondstojoy@gmail.com. And my word of the year is silence. I can't even believe it. It's so ironic, but so perfect. So I pray that you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being here. I'll chat with you soon. Bye for now. Okay, P.S. Before you go, my friend's podcast launches tomorrow. This is a new friend. Her name is Angela Ward, and she has a podcast dramatizing Bible stories. It's called A Beautiful Thing. A Beautiful Thing. And I'm so excited to see what God does with her podcast as she launches it. So go check it out tomorrow. Give her some love by listening and subscribing or following the podcast, whatever that's called, and reviewing it. I'm so excited for it to bless you, like I know it's going to bless me. So head on over there and click follow and listen into her first episode tomorrow. I can't wait. Okay, thanks. I am so grateful for you. Now it's really bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast. Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for listening today, friend. I am so grateful to have you here as part of the 500 Seconds to Joy community. And if you love what you heard here, please share it with a friend. Let's build up the body of Christ and spread joy and love to more Christian families just like you. Until next time, I am so grateful to have you here, and I am praying for you and your family. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye for now.